Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
For your presence here with us on this day, to the ministers of the gospel and the pulpit and throughout sanctuary, to the officers and members of this body, and to all of you, my Father's children, we thank God for this day. It is good to be amongst the living on this day. Amen. Many other things that could have happened, God has spared us from them all and allowed us another opportunity to assemble in His house and try to get better. Amen. Amen. You are such a beautiful people on this day, and I pray that you begin to understand how good you have it. It is not as bad as it appears. It is not as bad as it seems. And if you just keep your faith, you're on the verge of something amazing. Don't lose faith. Amen. We're going to share a word with you today, and we'll be out of your way shortly. I want to share a word with you today from the gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 15. Very familiar passage of scripture. Kind of a peculiar word, but we pray that it will make sense by the conclusion of it. St. Matthew chapter 15. St. Matthew chapter 15, and we'll begin reading at verse number 21. St. Matthew chapter 15, begin reading at verse number 21, and we find in God's word written, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." God's word is indeed blessed. We'll stop there. Blessed are those who read, hear, and apply His holy word. This morning, for the time that we have allotted to share together, I want to talk to you today from this thought: crumb-snatching faith. I want to talk to you today about crumb-snatching faith. In other words, God is calling us today to be crumb-snatchers, to become crumb-snatchers. They tell us often that if you are lost in the woods, and if you're going to somewhere you don't know in the woods, that you leave a trail of crumbs. It says no matter how far you've gotten in the woods, how deep you are in the woods, if you go back by the crumbs, you'll be able to find your way back home. It says that no matter how deep, how cold, how dark it was when you got to the woods, leave a trail of crumbs. And no matter how long you stay in the situation you're in, you can always find yourself back home if you follow the crumbs. What I want to say to you today, brothers and sisters, is that God has given all of us an opportunity to follow the crumbs back to Him. There were some crumbs out there that you and I step over, and we've allowed ourselves to be lost in this world. We're lost in our jobs. We're lost in our relationships. We're lost even in our thinking because we will not follow the trail of the crumbs. But there are some crumbs that are sent to your story. There are some crumbs that are sent to your destiny. There are some crumbs that are associated with your blessing. But many of us are neglecting the crumb looking for the whole loaf. What I'm saying to you today is that if you don't understand how important it is to receive and respect the crumb, you'll never be able to receive a whole loaf. Glory to God. You will, if you keep neglecting, you will not be able to receive the loaf of a marriage if you're not dealing with the crumb of being a good friend. You will never have the loaf of ministry if you don't have the crumb of faithfulness. You will never get a better job, of a loaf of a better job, if you don't have the crumb of volunteering. If your home is not, if your crumb of a home is not being managed correctly, then you'll never be able to receive a loaf of a mansion. What I'm saying to you today is, don't misuse and disrespect the crumb. We are called in this season, we are called on this day to become crumb snatchers. You've got to be greedy. You've got to be hungry. You've got to be determined. You've got to really desire God now like you never desired him before. And you've got to find it within your spirit to be okay with not getting a loaf. I'll be happy with a crumb. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll take it. Any way you talk to me, God, I'll take it. Anything you want to do for me, God, please do it. I'm not going to get myself on a high horse and make you do anything, but if you give me a crumb, Lord, I thank you for the crumb, and I know if I stick to the crumb is associated to something else. But see, too many of us have gotten arrogant. We've gotten pompous, and we think that God owes it to us to bless us. We think God got to wake us up this morning. Many of us have already missed out on the crumb of another day. We have not told God, thank you for this crumb. We have not told him, thank you for my house. Thank you for my job. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you for a roof over my head. Thank you that I have a reasonable portion of my right mind. Thank you that I have good health. Thank you that I have family. Thank you that I have friends. Lord, it could be worse. I remember when I didn't have. Now, God, I do have. Lord, you're doing new things. I didn't have a vehicle. Now I have a vehicle. I didn't have a way. Now, God, I got a way. All these crumbs we keep passing over, and God is saying, what about the crumb? He's called us today to be crumb snatchers, to be thankful for a crumb. And if you start being more appreciative for a crumb, God says, I have a loaf in your future. But you cannot neglect, and too many crumbs are being stepped over and being mashed and disrespected and not appreciated. And God says, I've already done enough for you, but you're missing out on what I've already done for you, looking for the bigger stuff. He says, you've got to learn how to be a crumb snatcher. He's calling our faith now to grow to crumb snatching faith. All of our faith right now is tied into big things. And when you really learn who God is and you really have a true relationship with God, you realize there's no such thing as a small blessing. Because every blessing that God has given me is big because it's more than I had to start with. In our text today, we find this woman, Syrophoenician woman. This is a Roman province in the midst of a paganistic society. She's called a Canaanite woman. Those who dealt with pagan worship, those who did not honor and respect and worship God, they worshiped their money. They worship their jobs. They worship their relationships. Some of us today have not learned how to worship God yet. God gave it to you. Instead of you worshiping God, you're worshiping what he gave you. You're worshiping your good looks. You're worshiping your health. You're worshiping that income. You're worshiping that status. You're worshiping that new house. You're worshiping that new car. And you've forgotten about the God who made it all possible for you to have it. Some of you are worshiping the healing he gave you. You're worshiping the blessing, and you forgot about the one who gave you the blessing in the first place. We got the nerve to come into God's house that he has blessed us with, and we not crack a smile. We not lift our hand. We not stand on our feet. We not tell him thank you. We not shout hallelujah because we don't appreciate we're worshiping something else. But on Friday night, I'll shout. On Friday night when I see red and white, I'll be ready to shout then because my worship is tied into grass. My worship is tied into a helmet. My worship is tied into a team. But what about the God who made the grass grow? What about the God who gave you activity of your limb? I wish I had about 5 or 6 people who learned how to worship the God who made it all possible. What about him?
I wish I had people here today who were so thankful that God is still God. Regardless of what I have, regardless of what I do not have, you've still been God. Many of us today, most of us today are paganistic. There's no sense in us looking down our nose at this woman. We're in just as bad a shape as she's in. Her excuse is she didn't know any better. Her society dictated that she not worship God. We know better and still won't worship God. There it is. Good as God has been to us. You're not the first one to have been sick. Can I talk to you for a second? You're not the first one to be broke. You're not the first one to have a family member die. You're not the first one to go through job loss. You're not the first one to have a broken heart. You're not the first one to go through. You're not the first one to have your lights cut off. You ain't the first one to have high bills. You ain't the first one with high utilities. You're not the first one. And if you keep on living, you won't be the last one. But the God who will keep you even while you can't pay your bill. The God who keeps you even when you don't have enough money. I wish sometime we could just thank him for being who he is in spite of what we got going on. That I will not let my worship be tied into what's going right for me, but even when it's not going right, I'll still give God my very best. I'll give him what I got left because I know better. I know he'll bring you out. I know he'll keep you. I know he'll save you. I know he'll protect you. Maybe I'm the only witness of it today, but I know I am a child of God. I know I've been kept by the grace of God. I have not always had it right. I've not always had money. I haven't always had a roof, but one thing I do know is that God will keep you. And I wish I had other worshipers out there who know that despite what I got going on, my God will keep me. But this woman didn't know any better. Here's what you're going to miss out on. I'm going to give you a glimpse to the future. This text, dealing with the crumb, precedes Jesus feeding the multitude. You missed your shout moment. This text in Matthew 15, dealing with the crumb, precedes the text in the same chapter with Jesus taking fish and a loaf of bread that came from what? Crumbs, and fed 4,000 folk. But if you can ever get it in your spirit to just trust God now, stick with God now, see the process through, who knows what he got next for me one verse down the road. Some of you are one day away. Some of you are 1 week away. Some of you are 1 month away. You may be 1 year away. But I got to stay in the same chapter. I don't want to forget about the chapter I'm in because it just might propel me to my destiny. But you got to learn. You got to learn how to be a crumb snatcher. She hears. Lord, have mercy. I wish the fragments from the miracle of the 5,000 could talk to you. Maybe y'all won't hear me. Maybe you hear that leftover bread. Maybe you hear that leftover fish. And they would tell you that even after the Lord used me, he didn't leave me out on the ground. He put me back in the basket. I wish y'all, maybe y'all will hear bread. Maybe you'll hear fish. Maybe you'll thank him then once you see people who are evidence that God will never leave you. When life done whoop you, when life done beat you down, I'm a leftover. I am a remnant. I am a testimony that the good Lord above will keep you. He will not leave you. He still got use for you. He still got a power for you. He still got destiny for you. He still got power. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yet that I'm a crumb too? That even though I'm a crumb, I'm still useful? Even though I'm a crumb, I'm still anointed? Even though I'm a crumb, I still got power? I just come from the big loaf, but I still got some use. I still got some value. I still got some purpose. forgetting about, you're looking for the big stuff. Some of you waiting on your big miracle. But any miracle is a big miracle. In the day we're in, the believer has got to develop crumb snatching. There are times you won't always have a loaf. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm your man of God. And I've got to tell you the truth. You won't always be the boss. You can do everything right and life still whoop you. You can pray all you want. Sometimes the devil's still working. Sometimes you got to be satisfied with the crumb and wait on your loaf. This ain't no magic trick. This is the Christian life. And our praise ain't tied in everything going the way I want. My praise is tied to the God who keep me even in the midst of hell. Lord, have mercy. I wish we would learn what this life is really all about. You mean to tell me God keeping you in the midst of a struggle? We don't know what kind of president we finna have. We don't know what kind of government we about to be in. We don't know what we about to see this school year. All we know is God got us in the midst of it all. Lord, have mercy. Listen, Jesus, on his way to pray and feed God's folk, the people have already labeled themselves as God's folk. He's headed past Tyre and Sidon, the region of Tyre and Sidon. He did not intend to just go and stay. But somebody today ought to be grateful that the Lord at least passed by your neighborhood. Now, be honest about your neighborhood. Be honest about your life. Be honest about your past. Be honest about your present. You know you don't deserve what God want to do for you, yet he still chooses to stop your way. You missed your shout moment right there. Some of us have been blessed and didn't even ask for it. Somebody God anointed, you didn't even want it. Somebody God saved when you was trying to kill yourself, the bullet wouldn't even shoot. You tried to drink yourself crazy. You tried to smoke yourself crazy. But the good Lord stopped in your Tyre and Sidon experience and stopped it all. Okay. He comes that way and deals with folk who he know don't love him. What a God. What an awesome Savior who will bless and heal and renew and restore folk who not even go tell him thank you. Here it is right now. Some of my brothers, the Lord spared you from 15 to 20. Just gave you 6 months probation. Instead of you stopping, you think you slick. And you get back in there and do worse. You don't respect the God who came to your situation. He came on the dead end. Instead of it being the fans that stopped you, it was just a city policeman who stopped you. It was somebody who loved the Lord who stopped it. If it was the fans, you'd be going away and you ain't got enough sense yet to say, Lord, thank you for coming my way. I know a God who will come to the dead end. I know a God who will go to the alley. I know the God who will go to the club. I know a God who will go to the hotel. I know a God who will go to the crack house and stop what the devil had meant to kill you. And you don't give God glory for any of that. Some of y'all think y'all still slick and won't tell God thank you. Some of you sisters have been lying and getting over on the government. It ain't you getting over. God keep providing. You didn't even need the WIC. You didn't even need the food stamp. You said you needed it. You've been selling it for dope. You've been selling it, been turning tricks, and the good Lord above has been sparing your life. You ain't caught AIDS yet. You ain't caught chlamydia yet. You ain't got HIV yet. The good Lord done came to your situation, and you won't give God your life yet. I I wish I had about five or six people who can say like I say, as good as God has been to me, I can't afford. I'm living right now on borrowed time, some of the stuff I done pulled. Some of the stuff I've been through, y'all don't always know my story. See, y'all see me now, but y'all don't see where I've been. You don't see where I come from. You don't see what it could have been. I don't have anything in my account to hold. I ain't got it in my account. My account right now, my praise account says no funds. I'm trying now to give an overdrawn anointing, an overdrawn praise. I pray that he inhabit what I got left, because I done used up his grace a long time ago, and he's still keeping me. I used up his mercy a long time ago, and he's still keeping me. He still comes my way. Phoenicia, Syrophoenicia is more concerned with money than ministry. More concerned with Gucci than God. But some mess around, a crisis comes to her life. A crisis comes to her life. Some starts hitting home for her. It's one thing and it's just me, I can be prideful and arrogant. But now it's done start getting them my children. Somebody close to me starting to get crazy. Something I love is starting to change. My daughter now, she says, is demon possessed. And this money can't buy that demon out. My cuteness, I can't cute that demon out of her. My pride can't get that demon out of my child. And I gotta make a decision. Do I love my child more than I love myself? Do I wanna keep up this image? Do I wanna keep up this facade? Or do I want my child to be saved and to have a better way of living? See, some of you today think that it don't matter because it's just you. But there's something that if you don't give God your life and you don't start changing your mindset and changing your spirit, some stuff ain't gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to your seed. It's going to be in your children. It's going to be in your grandchildren. You dead and gone, and you done left all kind of mess all through your family. They having incest. They all on dope. They all strung out. They won't love the Lord. They gone crazy because you won't deal with it. Yeah, you don't think it matter. Y'all trying to keep up an image. But it's one family member. It's two family members that you don't want to even invite to the family reunion because they're going to mess up the image. Everybody in this house today, I don't care how cute you are, how long you've been in church, how much you preach, how much you prophesy, all of us got families. All of us got some families with some stuff in it. And if you ain't got enough love in your heart so you even want to see your family blessed, you in the wrong walk with the Lord in the first place. How you keep watching your children die? How you keep watching your husband die? How you keep watching your family go to hell? How long you gonna keep watching this? Before you make up in your mind, I'm gonna do something about it. I'm gonna start being the change I wanna see in my family. If I wanna see more love, I'm gonna love. I wanna see more righteousness, I'm gonna be righteous. I'm gonna start being the change I wanna see. Yeah, you think it don't matter how you treat folk. Nobody see how you really feel. But the good Lord above sees how you feel. And some of us are in danger because see, here's the problem. I'm not going to be too technical. But according to biology, and when you produce a child, none of that is done on the outside. You may be attracted externally. But in order for it to be sealed, it's got to be some internal work taking place. And attached to sperm, attached to eggs, are spirits. Y'all don't want to hear that, do you? That's why some of you mothers now, you mad at your child, not because of your child, because he looked like his daddy. And when you see the child, you see the daddy, and you see the pain, you see the suffering, you see the whoopings, you see the abuse, you see all what he did to you, because you got with that spirit, and you ain't get with that man. That man gone, but that spirit still manifested. And you don't want to deal with it. come in God's house fronting, but you don't want to deal with what's going on. You can't church work yourself out of this. Now you're realizing I got one or two choices. Keep it and watch it get worse, or go to Jesus. And this is somebody I ain't never gone to before. And I'm talking to a lot of church folk who have not yet gone to Jesus. But if you keep your ears to the streets like y'all do anyway, we know everybody's business. How about you keep it in there knowing that Jesus is in town? And I wish I had some folk who could thank God that even though we got high light bills, even though we got a fuel adjustment, even though government don't trust government, even though our streets are poor, even though our neighborhood is crazy, even though our school system is tearing up, even though our kids won't graduate, even though our kids won't learn, even though folk keep breaking up, even though churches can't get along, even though pastors ain't faithful, even though we can't hear from God, even though we refuse to hear from God, I come to serve notice that Jesus still showed up. And I thank God this morning that Jesus will show up in a place where he should not show up, which lets us know that the Lord loves us enough to show up in mess that we already created. Can you hear it? Can you hear? Can you hear? I heard what Facebook said. I heard what Twitter said. I heard what my homegirl said. I heard what the club said. I heard what dope said. I hear what alcohol said. I heard what the city council said. I heard what the police jury said. I heard what the school board said. But can I hear what Jesus said? Tap your neighbor real quick and say, he's here. He's here. Here's the good news. Here's why y'all can't praise God. This is why you got to have crumb snatching faith. Because, see, he's here. You just can't feel him. Because we've been taught that you got to have running in your hand, running in your feet and clapping in your hand. But when you really have the spirit of the living God, you don't need nothing to hit you. It's something that already wakes up on the inside of you. And that's why some of you done missed it, because you think that God is knocking you out. You think he done slayed you in the spirit. But if you ain't changed your heart, when you get up, you gonna still be living in hell and destruction. Ain't y'all tired of coming to church and feeling better? But your life ain't got no better yet? I'm not tired in this to feel better. I'm in this to be better. Your faith has got to stop making you feel better. God is not here to make you feel good. God is here to make you be good. God loves you just the way you are. But he loves you too much to let you stay in the shape that you in. Hear ye him. He comes. This woman comes. This woman comes determined. This woman is in the midst of a crisis. Now all these folks that she thought she had to impress with her pretty daughter, because she got Barrettes, but she got the devil in her. She won the baby contest, but she got the devil in her. She got all A's, but she's full of the devil. She scored the winning touchdown, but she fooled the devil. Your son the best, but he got the devil in him. He valedictorian, fooled the devil. Got a good dorm room, but he fooled the devil. Your husband worked, fooled the devil. Your wife cooked, but she cooked devilish meals. Devil food cake, deviled eggs. Dirty rice. Y'all think y'all got it made, but you don't recognize the devil when you see it, because the devil's starting to feed you now. The devil lay down with you. The devil comforts you. Y'all laying down with the devil. Y'all fellowshipping with the devil. And what communion does light have with darkness? You're so caught up with the devil himself that you can't even see. Everybody else see how good you got it. Everybody else, you want everybody jealous of you. Everybody else wish they had what you had. They don't know the devil you dealing with at nighttime. Y'all come to church together matching, accessorizing. coordinating. But by the time y'all get back in the vehicle, y'all all cussing each other out and fighting. And all y'all split one side of a sandwich. One child get one corner. You get the other corner. And you got folk all messed up because you got this image that everything's all right. But you won't bring, when you come, you won't tell Jesus that I got stuff going on with me. Because I don't have enough faith in him to take care of it. I just don't want him to show it up in me. How can I get the most of what I want with what he wants? That's the question many of you are asking yourself this morning. How can I do what I want to do? How can I live my life and be have fun and have all the looseness of life? How can I be just as crazy as I want to be and still get all his blessings? Come here, Winfield. How can we get all of God's hand and never see his face? I can pray for him for my child to pass, but can't pray that he be saved. I can make sure my kids got it, but I don't want it. How can I still be one of the boys and be a deacon? How can everybody still be cool on the streets and the church still think I'm all right? I know what I do. I wear a suit. I know what I do. I just walk around with a Bible. I'll start coming most Sundays instead of one a month. That'll give the impression that I really love the Lord. Instead of going to strolls, I go to A-Town West. I go to Illumination. I go out of town to club. That's what I'll do. Because Winfield always in your business. Winfield always in your business. So from now on, instead of me changing my life and hearing from God, I'll just leave town and do what I do. Because I still want to be able to be young and live my life. I still want to have fun. I want to enjoy. But then I know when I run out of money, I need this God now to give me a little extra so I can pay my bills. So this is what I do. I act like a fool from Monday to Saturday night. But I'll make sure I'm there at least by 11:15. On Sunday. Because all I gotta do is just show up. He'll know that I mean it because I show up. I ain't gotta lift hands. I ain't got nothing. I don't need to. I ain't gotta praise him. I ain't gotta shout. I ain't gotta cry. I ain't gotta be honest. All I need to do is show up. And I'm gonna get around other folks who blessed and hope that it just, you know, trickle off. How do I get what I want, and God get what he wants at the same time? Yeah, that's the question many of us are asking ourselves. I can still be me and still belong to him. Yeah. How do I again get his hand but never behold his face? Yeah. Yeah, I'm hurt. Yeah, y'all don't understand. No, yeah. Yeah, you got issues. Sure, you're brokenhearted. You're depressed. You're going through. But I can't tell Jesus that because I've been so far wrong. He ain't going to accept me much tougher I done. He not going to deal with me, so I might just keep coming in front. Sometimes I want to shout. Sometimes I want to cry. Sometimes I want to lay out right there while the word going forth. But I ain't going to do that because all them folk will be looking at me, and they always thought I had the answers. And everybody think I'm the one that knows, so I can't do that because I'm the one that knows. I'm the boss of the clique. And they can't see their leader looking weak. So I ain't go. I know. Ooh, that word pricked my soul. Ooh, that got me. Ooh, that got me too. Ooh, that's me. But I can't show it because everybody watching. They all think I got a loaf. They don't know how much I'm starving for a crumb. See, I look like I've been eating loaves. But y'all don't know I've been nibbling on crumbs. It's the crumbs that done got me over. It's the crumbs. I done got by on crumbs for a long time. Y'all just think I got a loaf. This woman comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me for my child. Now look, we don't know how the girl had the devil in her. But we just see this mother taking responsibility for something. She's saying, help my situation. So if there's something wrong with me, Lord, have mercy on me so that my child may not die. have you learned how to intercede yet? And I want you to understand this, that this, when you get connected to people, what you do matters. Instead of learn, it's good to have somebody back, but sometimes stand in front of them. In other words, learn how to intercede. Instead of wanting to be ride or die all the time, how about we help them have life? Because sometimes we don't need to ride nor die. Sometimes we need to sit down and pray. Y'all didn't want to hear that, did you? My hood folk didn't want to hear that. Everything can't be a fight. Everything can't be mess. Everything can't be an argument. Sometimes it's just something for us to just pray about. And God has called you to be intercessors. You go hang with somebody all this time, you don't want to see their life no better? You messed around and got saved, but you don't want to see your boy saved? You know how it's done saved your life. Why would you not want that for somebody else you claim you ride or die with? How do we need to have crumb snatching faith? Number one, your need has got to go has got to be bigger than your name. Your need has got to be bigger than your name. This woman's name is not listed. Look at it. Look at your Bible. We know where she comes from. We know her nationality, but we don't know her name because it's not important. You can put your name there. I can put my name there. That's why there's no name there, so we can put ours there, because there have been several times we've been outside on the coast instead of in the city. Am I the only one going to be real today? We've had many moments when we should have been in the city, come from the city, and went to the coast. At least this woman grew up on the coast. Some of us been in the city and go back to the coast because the coast is where the water is. That's where the beach party is, on the coast. Uh-huh. Your need has got to be bigger than your name. I need my child, this woman says. I need my child delivered, healed, restored. Who I am, what I got, who people think I am, does not matter now. Listen to me. You do not have to be what they would call church folk to receive a miracle from God. You don't need a seminary degree to receive from God. You don't need a whole bunch of money to receive from God. You don't need to be married to receive from God. You don't even need a job to receive from God. All you need is a crumb-snatching faith. And too many of you looking at me right now all crazy are looking at me like that because you're trying to get yourself together before you come. If you could get yourself together, there would not be a need for the Savior. Hadn't you realized yet you can't kick that habit by yourself? You've gotten every patch, every pill. You've taken not 12 steps, you've taken 24. Can I be real with you? And it ain't worked yet because you need something else. Your need. Now, this is not a want. This is a need. And who will go help me today and be honest and show your hand and say, I need from God? All right. If that's the case, you got your hands up. That means that what people think about you and your status, your prestige don't matter right now. How about we do this? How about we say that regardless if you're on the front row or the back row, we all in the same boat. Y'all finna think I'm crazy as a roller. Y'all finna think I'm crazy. Deacons, do me a favor. First row, go to the back. Back row, come right here for this sermon. Quickly, 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 quickly. We got Skylar, we got Bro Brown, Sister Mika, Sister Alicia. We got non-deacons? Wait a minute, on the front row. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me check something out real quick. No, don't say deacon. It don't say reserve.
You just say in memory of, but I don't see nobody's name on it. Besides somebody who already gone to sleep. And if they land on the pew, I ain't getting there, but they gone.
London, where y'all at? Stacy, where you at? Stand up twice, Stacy, so I can see you. Hambone, where you at? I see you. Wait a minute. Scooter is still a city councilman in the back row. London, you still chairman? On the back row. Jones, you still a deacon? Back row. What position y'all hold?
He said
choir. Who said choir? I'm sorry, everybody except choir members. Everybody except choir members. I thought I was talking to everybody in the same boat except for choir members. Excuse me, the way Scholar just looked at me. All of us, the pew, wait a minute, let me check one more thing. The pew is the same height. Matter of fact, the pew in the back, shorter. The back row ain't even no pew. But we're in the same boat. So what I'm saying is, your name don't matter. What city you live in, Stacy? What city you live in, Bro Brown?
Winfield.
Winfield, not a deacon. Winfield, deacon. Deacon, non-deacon, choir, hallelujah. But our same city. What church? Church you go to?
New Zion.
Abraham, what church you go to? Wait a minute, but he a councilman. He a councilman. He can't go to New Zion. Councilmen don't have to go to black churches. That's just for common folk. See, common folk only want to have needs. I'm a big shot. I don't have a need. I'm a deacon. I'm a preacher. Matter of fact, I'm so much of a Christian, I tell the mayor I'm not paying that bill this month. Because I'm a Christian. Now, the only reason I'm in the dark because I wanted to be in the dark that next month. But I stood up for myself. I told him how it's going to be. Because I wasn't paying it. He turned off because I told him to turn off. You mean tell me we all in the same boat? As snooty as some of us are? Prideful as some of us are? Y'all go tell me here we are all together, 430 West Jones Street, in the same boat? Who said today they have a need? Ain't many hands going up now either. Who said they got a need, a sincere need? And I see several backgrounds, several incomes, several social stations, but the same boat. So you in the back, stop making excuses about not doing any better by what position you hold in church. Because hell come to you, whether you're a demon or a deacon. Trouble come your way, whether you're a pew member or a pastor. See, trouble is the one thing that put all of us in the same boat. Somebody ought to praise God on that one right there. And we've got to stop. We've got to learn how to have crumb-snatching faith and not be so proud. Oh, my name, who I am? Oh, I don't get crumbs. I'm the head and not the tail. If you're the head, you know what it's like to be the tail. Every good head knows what it's like to be the tail. God never starts you at the top. He never starts you at the top. Every true leader got a story to tell about how it was when I did not have. And when you become the head, you still don't forget what you've been through. And I still snatch crumbs too. We ain't finna waste that. Wait a minute, ain't but two or three of us here. We ain't finna waste that. We need somebody to still bless. These two or three might need help. These two or three might need prayer. These two or three might need a word. I'm not going to just go home because it's two or three. This is a good crumb to get right here. Don't ever take a lackadaisical approach to anything God allows you to do and be a part of. Your need has got to be beyond your name, no matter where she come from, no matter where she's been, no matter what people done called her, no matter what she called other people. Some of you today, I know you guilty. You done said a lot of stuff about God and said a lot of stuff about God people, and you're too ashamed to come say, I'm sorry. But your need got to be better than the name that you called them. Look at all them warlocks and witches up there. Now you need us to cook up a little brew for you now, don't you? Double, double, tall and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Oh, oh, Lord, help me. You shame. You keep showing up, but you shame because you done talked about half the folk that you need to lay hands on you and preach and pray for you. God is forgiving you. You might well forgive yourself. Let your need be bigger than your name. Number two, let your need go beyond the naysayers. You really got crumb snatching faith, you're not going to let critics and criticism stop you from getting your crumb. Amen, we got disciples saying, Jesus, now look, this woman here don't belong to one of us. She's running after us. First of all, disciples, she ain't running after y'all. Church folk ain't going to shout on that one. I got some deacons ain't going to shout on that one. Y'all think people, you got some preachers ain't going to shout on that. We don't ever get it twisted, preachers. Folk don't come here for you. They don't come here for me. We want to make sure people come see Jesus. And I ain't got a right to say yay or nay to somebody coming to see Jesus. But I pray, my brother, my sister, that your faith go beyond our looks. I wish I could take a remote control and change folk's look. I wish I could. I wish I could change how they're looking at you. I'm not going to sit and lie to you and tell you. They don't look at you like that. People in church ain't judgmental. Some are. And the only reason they're judgmental because they don't want to deal with themselves. Because they look in their closet just as junky too. Ain't nothing worse than a professional housekeeper who can't keep her own house. If I had time. And I don't know how, we got so many diagnosticians in the church who can tell you what's wrong with you. But don't nobody even want at your house even food with you. The dog run from you. Goldfish turned over and died when you tried to feed him. Because nobody at your house want to food with you. TV won't come on. Rug hairs turn up. Microwave cuts off. Stove starts cooling instead of cooking. Because you show up and you got the nerve to judge other folk. Oh, Lord. We in the same boat. How you gonna tell me no? You need a crumb too. And so, see, here's the problem. What the church folk don't want you to know, some church folk. Now, you got plenty of church people, Christians, who really love the Lord, really want you saved. And they showing you. But you got to stop paying attention to the ones who don't want you to have it. And stop using people's looks and what they going to say as an excuse. I've seen several of you make a clown out yourself in public and you ain't care what nobody said. I've seen it. Y'all done let a lot of people Facebook Live you. And you ain't care horrible freestyling. Didn't rhyme yet. Misspelling words and all kind of stuff. Sloppy drunk, high as a mink coat, ain't care. But God want to save you, and you won't come to his altar and say, I need your help. You guys, you ain't care. If you ain't care then, you ought not care now. You can't keep making people be your excuse. Listen to me. I'm going to go back to utilities because that's one thing that connects all of us. You go not pay your bill because other neighbors say they ain't going to pay it. You go be in darkness. We all make a pact. You know how much meat you went and got from the meat market in that freezer? You need your power on. You got Labor Day coming up. You plan on having a cookout. You got to keep the meat froze, right or wrong. And you go try to prove a point that we all go together. See, the folks who don't have nothing don't want you to have nothing. That's why you got some people whispering in your ear right now telling you when you leave here, man, you ain't got to do all that. Man, you better be real. You got people right now, that's what's wrong with some of you right now looking at me, because you got people whispering in your ear telling you everything you heard here is a lie. Watch that. I mean, that don't even make sense. Sure don't. Faith never makes sense. But y'all believe when you get some Reebok pumps, you jump higher. Some sisters believe when they get them that hair in, it look good. You got faith in that? Brother, some of these hairstyles, getting one, two or three braids with a little bit of hair, you think they look good? You don't care what nobody say then? Because everybody call you old school. The disciples said, no. Tell her leave, Jesus. Tell her get out of here. She's running after us. And then look at this. This is where it really gets hurtful. This is where you really got to show your faith. Because even Jesus said no. Can you handle Jesus telling you no the first time? Or have you given up because it didn't work out the way you wanted to? You asked for it Friday. He don't give it to you till next Wednesday. What happens between that Friday and that Wednesday is up to you. Because he's not limited to the time that we've been limiting ourselves to. He controls time. When he said, let there be, it was. And when he says, let it stop, it will. And we put ourselves, he got to do it by then. God is not a payment plan. He's not direct deposit. He does it how he wants to do it. And can you handle him telling you no the first time? Or do you give up on him? Yeah, most of us have. If we be real, we done gave up on him when he didn't do what we wanted him to do the first time. He said to her, it's not meet for me to be casting the children. Because, see, this woman is not one of the children of Israel. She's a Gentile. She's pagan. She don't deserve this. It made it look like she didn't deserve this. And guess what this woman realized? I don't deserve it. But my need lets me know I'm still going to ask for it. Amen. You got to be mighty crazy to come to God's house. Hallelujah. And don't ask God to do something for you. He going to have to tell me no several times. Anybody got that kind of faith that the Lord will have to just go, he had to put a sign in the sky. No. And he better put my name and social security number on it. For me to know that he's talking to me about no. But until then, I'm not going to stop asking him. And I don't know about you, but God don't always say no if I stick with him. Sooner or later, those no's turn into yeses if my faith increases. It's a test of your faith. Tag your neighbor real quick and tell him it's a test of your faith. That's all it is. It ain't that he don't want you to have it. It ain't that he don't want you to become it. It ain't that he don't want you to go there. He want to see if you're going to really believe him enough to go there even if he says no. And if you believe him in spite of his no, you'll believe him in spite of everybody else's no. Listen to me. If Jesus say no, that way, way more than you telling me no. Y'all missed that, didn't you? If you can handle Jesus saying no and you stick with him, which y'all say really don't matter. Y'all missed that, didn't you? Now, be honest. How many of us have let people cheat us out of our blessing? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. We've let people cheat us out of our blessing. Who can say within themselves today, no more? Who gonna help me? Who gonna help me? No more. You can call me crazy all you want for trusting him like that. I'm gonna trust him till I die. I'm gonna trust him with everything I got until I die. I've got too much evidence. I've got too much of a character report with him. He's done too much for me to leave him behind one issue. If he don't do it right then, it must mean he's got a greater plan for me down the road, because God's plan always work out better than I ever could imagine. I'm not going to leave him because I didn't get my way. Maybe you're a bridesmaid all the time, so you'll learn how to treat bridesmaid when you become a bride. If you learn how to grin when you're a bridesmaid, you may not have to grin so much longer as a bridesmaid. You ever think about that? Sometimes you ain't handling being a bridesmaid good. You won't grin. If you grin when cop or whoever take your picture, somebody might see and say, my, what a beautiful woman in that bridesmaid dress. I bet she'll look even better in a bride's dress. Maybe I should call her. Maybe I could see something in her. I see a light in her. But too many of y'all so grouchy about being a bridesmaid, at least she asked you to be a bridesmaid. I could have made you a candlelighter. I could have made you something else. I could have had you ballet called. But I at least let you stand up here so you start smelling the atmosphere. When you're bridesmaid, you're close enough to the bride to see what it's like to be married. You're close enough to the ceremony, close enough to the candlelight, close enough to the altar, close enough to the preacher. Some of y'all ain't at the place yet, but you're in the right atmosphere. Some of y'all may not be at the house, but you're on the street. Some of you ain't at the address, but you're in the right atmosphere. Somebody ought to thank God today that I'm on my way. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm headed where I need to be. Tell somebody, stop hating and start appreciating. Oh, glory to God. That's what it is. It's a test for you. And you can't keep failing, getting in your feelings. I was at a wedding yesterday, and I saw so many people just... Everything was wrong. Wasn't nothing pretty. Wasn't nothing cute enough. Wasn't that enough. You saw some of the bridesmaids wouldn't grin. Some of the groomsmen couldn't congratulate the groom. Because they could not get out of themselves enough to celebrate someone else. Here's the problem. Me and you cannot always handle seeing somebody eat a loaf, and I'm dealing with a crumb. Be real. I grew up with you. We got the same opportunities. I know the stuff you've been doing. And you eat a loaf, and I'm still eating crumbs, man. Ooh, I done messed up, ain't I? When mine gonna come? And you just sit there just gazing off into the space. People talking, you know, two good men have passed by, you ain't paying attention. Two nice ladies who smell good and all that passed by you.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting, 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting.